The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Live at 5 was last night, and at a certain point, things were going haywire, and we did a live rendition of the News or Nope song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys came to the table.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Before I play it, I just want to say, once we got done, TAC turned around to actual bona fide rock stars.
Yeah.
And said,
I looked at Fitz in the tantrums. I said, we wrote that. Singing. And he went, ugh.
I believe that's when I said, and I'm sorry.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
I felt like we were all a bit there.
Yeah.
To decide, this is news or no.
Yeah, we wrote that.
Actually, Slacker wrote that.
The name of the thing is News or Nope. There was not a lot of writing involved.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, are some Celsius energy drinkers gonna be shocked when
is
they...
Is that a real thing? Mm.
Yes.
Hold on, because I'm just really curious. So not all Celsius is booze-infused?
No.
Almost
Celsius.
None of it is.
No Celsius is booze-infused.
That's what we have in the fridge here. It's
I know, when you drink it every day and you're always kind of... so I just always assume...
No, it's energy. It's a lot of energy that she's honing in on.
Oh, it's energy only?
Yeah. Yes. So what happened is High Noon is the... Actually, no, not even the brand. This is crazy. So High Noon does 12 packs of these... drinks that the cans look so much like Celsius. I do get that. But they're like a vodka spirit mixed drink.
I've had a High Noon. I don't like Truly's or anything that...
Or White Claw.
Or White Claw, yeah. Because then they have that soda at the end that I don't like.
They're not sparkling.
High Noon feels a little different.
Yeah.
It's not High
Noon
sparkling?
Doesn't. I don't think they're sparkling.
Is it carbonated?
It's carbonated, but not...
Not to the level of like
doesn't
a
have
White
that
Claw.
So, like the club soda finish on
it's
it.
It's also vodka, not malt liquor. Just fun fact.
Oh.
I cannot drink White Claws. I become painfully bloated.
Really?
But I can drink High Noon. It's like up the wazoo. Okay,
you're
so what,
in the mouth is where you're actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened is.
It could be the bloating.
We are off track.
Okay, so High Noon is recalling certain 12 packs of the vodka seltzers because it's saying that some of them also contained cans that were mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks, which is a completely different brand. Now, when I first read this, I thought they were like the same parent brand. It doesn't seem that way.
So just at the canning factory is where something went wrong.
It sounds like they literally...
put the wrong label on?
Yeah, they put Celsius labels on some High Noons and then put them into these 12-pack boxes.
So then you just reach in and you're like, oh, this is a Celsius. I'll leave it for the kids. This must be a mislabel. And then it's like...
I don't know that kids should be drinking Celsius.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, so I'm a soda guy and I've seen this before like on Instagram where people are like, I found something crazy. They open like a 12-pack of Cokes, they crack a can and pour it and it's Sprite.
Oh
but
my
that
God.
That makes sense because it's from the same place.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, the wrong label got put on the outside. And but this is way more.
But let me just say, I don't know what this means because we did the Coors tour recently, and Coors basically handles everything in house. They get the water there, they break the beer there, they roast the barley and the hops and everything there. The canning is there. I wonder if like High Noon and Celsius aren't that big yet.
And
so they ship their stuff to a canning place.
That's what it seems. Yeah.
And then.
If you find a Celsius in your High Noon box, it's still a High Noon? Don't worry. None of the boxes were sent to Colorado. We're good.
But what is. Mm. So what, are they recalling Celsius or High Noon or both?
They're recalling the High Noon 12 packs.
Okay.
So I guess if you find it, just take it back.
Or sell it.
It's got to be worth something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Or drink it and have fun.
High Noon. No, it's a High Noon.
I know, but it's a Celsius. So you could be at like one of your stupid meetings, like, just need a little energy, boss. And you're like, glock, glock, glock.
That's one way.
And maybe have one in your wazoo. You know, one for the mouth.
Go away.
And try the Eric away. Warning, may lead to bloating.
Good evening. A place where you don't have to worry about getting the wrong product. Yeah. Miracle Treat Day is today.
Maybe we should have had a buffer story.
Yeah, whatever.
A little tiny buffer in there.
If you don't know what Miracle Treat Day is, Erica didn't.
I did not.
Yeah, this is her first one.
I didn't know that they don't necessarily, maybe they do it in every market, but maybe they
don't.
It's
the first time hearing of it.
It's such a great day because we are allowed, no matter what your diet is, no matter what you got going on, this is cheat day because it's treat day.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you got to get to a Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
It's participating Dairy Queens, but I mean, you can go, I think, go check it out, but almost all of them do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what? How much is it? Is it?
It's $1 per blizzard gets donated to a Children's Hospital.
Children's Miracle Network.
So buy a bunch of blizzards.
Yeah.
Go and get a few. Try all the flavors you wanted to try.
Stock up. Keep them in the freezer.
Could you do that?
Yeah, totally.
We have them in the freezer right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my first ever blizzard today.
Are you kidding me?
You never had a blizzard?
Get out!
Do you hate children?
I was told to get out.
No, you can stay. You can stay, but like...
Put it in your mouth.
Yes. It's
what?
It's not to be...
It's not for up the wazoo.
Oh boy, Children's Hospital's got to be going. Okay, Miracle Treat Day.
For your mouth, not the wazoo.
Seriously. Yeah. Tell Dairy Queen closes tonight. It's not Miracle Treat Week.
Right.
It's just Miracle today. Treat Day. Mm-hmm. So you have to hit a Dairy Queen. Your kids will be so happy. Listen, I have one in the freezer right now. I'm going to eat it. But I'm still taking the kids out for DQ tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. No other time can you cheat and help out kids at the same time. So.
Through that.
Good evening.
Did I not say any of that? Good evening.
How the hell has Erica never had a blizzard before? We drilled
this
down.
Just in.
This just in.
I've never eaten food from Dairy Queen.
What?
Have you seen them? Like, do you have know you what been a DQ?
I close my eyes when
you've
I
never had
no,
like
I,
that's so, a peanut butter parfait.
What like is that?
A cherry dip cone.
No.
A dilly bar.
Now you're just saying weird things.
I think she's never had it.
Wait. But what about
Good evening. In real news, Skechers has a new line of shoes out. They're called the Find My Skechers line, and it has a special compartment in it, specifically for kids' shoes, where you can put an Apple AirTag in it.
Oh.
So you can like keep track of your kids.
Where?
Probably in the sole or something.
That seems so uncomfy.
No, it's probably down in it. Yeah.
I don't know why I lifted my foot up to show her that.
Yeah.
Part of the Find My Skechers line, which I find kind of ironic because I don't ever want to find my Skechers. Don't look for Skechers.
It's such a better way to keep track of your kids, though, than like the alternative of like air tagging them.
Like putting a microchip in them?
Up the wazoo.
Stop it.
I hate you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.